left off yesterday trying to understand what was behind the words of Tosfos. Tosfos in our sugya came to the realization that there is a concept called the Pirish Lefanenu. The only problem is that the Gemara seems to ignore it sometimes. In Pesachim, the Gemara seems to pick up on it, and in Zvachim, the Gemara seems to ignore it. So Tosfos developed this idea that Pirish Lefanenu was only poses a problem when we're dealing with the real Makoy Kavod, real Kavod Deraisa, such as Pesachim, where everything is Nikar, Isim, Koyim. When you're dealing with the lower level Kavod Derabanan, where the Is is there, but we don't know where it is, so that at worst, there's only a Kavod Derabanan, that is Shittas HaTosfos, to be determined whether one agrees to that, but that is Shittas HaTosfos. And therefore, when you only have a Kavod Derabanan with a Pirish Lefanenu, we give you a freebie. What pshat? Why do we give you a freebie? So the simple pshat is because it's almost like a combination of Derabanans. The whole chumrah of kavua when it's lo nikar iser is only a chumrah midraban, and the whole din of pirush lefanenu is only a chumrah midraban. So you have two chumrah midrabanis together, you end up with being mutter. That's the simple pshat in the Tosfos. That's a very, very loaded statement. Is that really true? So that pushes us back a little bit to analyze the din of pirush lefanenu. That's the din that doesn't appear in the Gemara explicitly. It's Tosfos' reading of Agamara. Is that a real kavua deraisa, or is that somehow also really only kavua midraban? So we started at the end of the shiur. We ran out of time yesterday with the background of the machlokes between the Bnei Tam and the Ri, which sets the stage for this question. So just to recap for a second, so there was machlokes between the Tam and the Ri, whether it's sveik sveikah, that's a sefek echa beguf sechach b'tarayves, does that qualify as a sveik sveikah or not? So Bnei Tam said, yeah, why not? Those are sefek. So two sveikahs here together, hocus pocus, that's sveik sveikah. And the Ri said, no, that's the din. And he has a deer from the Gemara, his way of reading the Gemara about Beitza, that Sofek Ech Beguf, Sofek Bet HaRevis does not qualify as a Sveik Sveik. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin is the Chumra that Shev, and the Tamshit does not accept in Shulchan Aruch. So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Ri. Even though we paskin like the Ri, this now sets the stage for the next statement that the Shulchan Aruch himself quotes, which is a startling statement of the Mechaber. Comes from Rishonim. It's a startling statement. The Shulchan Aruch addresses in the Simen Kuf Yud Nira Deya the following Shaila. What if I have a case of Kavua? What kapaskin the kavua, teisha chanuyas, whatever you think a kavua is. And when I came to ask the rabbi, what do I do with this piece of meat now? So on the one hand, they have a rove. On the other hand, I have a kavua. And kavua kicks in and says, kol kavua kemetza metza domi. So I have something that I just asered als kavua. And now that item that I just a minute ago asered als kavua, I just stand with a straight face, kol kavua kemetza metza domi. I just passed with sveika lechumra. That goes ahead and gets mixed up into a tarobes in a way where the tarobes are not going to be both. I mean, if it's both, what do I need kavua for? Even a segom, even a piece of neveh, the mamish, is bottled the rove. But hocham ha'iskina, it's a chetichul iskabit, it's a berry, it's a this, it's a nevachosh, you name it, it ain't going to be both. So alts bittol, that's not going to help me. But I want to know, Rabbi, can I be matir this based on sveik sveik? What's the sveik sveik? The whole list of kavua in the first place is only b'tor sofei. Kavua doesn't mean it's vada also. But in the words, it means even though statistically I had a 90% rove, but halachically we declare the rove doesn't work. So in the absence of a rove, I'm back to square one, like the sofei. So sofei. Oh, wait a second. I can start adding up sveikis. So like sofei gechod, maybe it was also, maybe it was mutar. Maybe the one that I'm taking out of the Tarovis is not the problematic one. So what's the din? What do you say? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and quotes Mishnah. It's okay. You could read this, I believe. But you have something that was Nesa Mishum Kavua, Sheshuvnis Arif, even in a way where the Tarovis was not matter, but the role fell short because of the Bechosh, whatever it was. It doesn't matter. It's okay because of Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika, what are you talking about? If Rabbi Tam would have been the author of that statement, and the Shulchan Aruch was like, great, Rabbi Tam the Shittase. But the Shulchan Aruch is the author of that statement, and the Shulchan Aruch was the one who paskin like the Ri. So how can you paskin like the Ri and then turn around and say, in a case of Kavuash and Nisar, everything's hunky-dory? That's the age-old kash. This kash has been bothering everybody since the Mechaber wrote those immortal words back in the 1500s. Everybody's been saying, huh, what, where'd that come from? How you talking about this? So it was a major, major machlokes, the Gedolei Olam, the later Poskim, Torah and Shulchan Aruch, as to how to make sense of this discrepancy. How could it be on the one hand, Rabbi Tam's sheet is not accepted? On the other hand, when it comes to the Sofek Kavua, somehow everything is gevaldik. So comes the Bach in his comments of the two, and throws his hands up, and he says, the difference is as follows. It is Nitan Liramer, as long as we tone it down, we chisel away at it in the following. Says the Bach, quotes at Taisus, the test, there are two kinds of kavuas. There's kavua of a person mamish walking in, walking into the store himself, and then there's the watered down kavua pirish lefaneinu. Yeah, I didn't walk into the store. The mouse walked in. The guy that I was watching walked in. I was watching somebody walk into the store, but it wasn't me. So Taisus already told us that. So yeah, oh, there are two kinds of kavuas. So comes the Bach and says, not only are there two kinds of kavuas, they're radically different from one another. One is deraisa and one is derabanan. Says the Bach. When Taisus says bechadish, the Gemara, we're learning daf tes. Remember, we're learning daf tes. Somebody was just saying that a good way to measure, a good barometer of how much the shear is on the daf is whether the Rebbe brings the Gemara into shear. So if the Rebbe brings the Gemara into shear, then it can go either way. But if the Rebbe doesn't even bring the Gemara, then it's kind of hard to explain the shears on the daf, unless it's pure Tosh about that. So I don't want anyone to accuse me that we're not learning on the daf, so I have to say the Gemara about that. So the Gemara says, Teisha Tziburin, Hainu Teisha Chanuas. That's when you'd say that. So now we're back to shear the daf. Choose my shear the daf version. So comes Taisa's Machadish, based on the reading of the Gemara, that there's a concept of Pirsha Fanenu, says the Bach, yeah, there's Pirsha Fanenu, Midrabon. Midraisa, come on, cut it out, that's not called Kavua. In order to be Kavua, it's got to be the real McCoy, it's got to be Nikavim Kaimai, it's got to be you mamish walked yourself with your own 2 feet into the Bach of Akvias. Anything short of real bona fide Teisha Chanuas, with the guy mamish walking in on the phone and forgetting which store he bought from, how could we could call Zonim Midrabon? That's what the Bach says. And therefore, says the Bach, we can understand why when it comes to the Bach, like it's a bit of Tam and the Re, when you're dealing with the first Suffolk, was it really a Deraisa Dikr Suffolk? I have a Mamasha Suffolk trait. The original Gemara that the Bach, Tam and the Re were fighting about, I have a chicken, and the chicken has a Suffolk traitus to it. So that Suffolk traitus was a Suffolk Deraisa. So one of the many reasons, if you remember, why Suffolk Echabaguf, Suffolk Torah doesn't work, is because once you pass it up, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra, it's like the game's over. It means... The second shot doesn't roof the ground anymore. The first shot of it, Nimna Begon, that it's also. So comes the Bach and says, Bamed the Bamamurim, that we have to paskin the first suffix, and we have to go to Chumra, and we have no choice, and then we can't bring the second suffix in. That's when you have a real deraisa to Kapshak. When you have a real din deraisa, that's Kaveya, no pun intended on the word Kaveya, when you Kaveya on a level of deraisa, that the suffix of the guf is also, so then you can't have a tchisa meisim and bring back the suffix of Tarayimus. But when the first Suffolk was never really passing that level there, it was never Moshe Rabbeinu who told us that. It was a din that Ramban instituted 1,500 years later. I'm not minimizing the din of Pirish. I'm not ignoring, I'm not denying the Gemara Pesach of Tess. The Gemara is wide open. We can see the Gemara Pesach of Tess. The Gemara doesn't exist. See, the Balei Tosfos also didn't have a Gemara in front of them because this din Pirish doesn't exist. Balei Tosfos said it's Muchach from the fact that Gemara is describing Hainu Kavua. Zevin from the others that did appear to find it. Comes to Bach and says that the din of Sarkech is not being effective is only true vis-a-vis a real kavod derais and not legabe pirish. So comes the Shach and says, the entire teretz b'chilv yatzayf is not correct. Why is the Shach so adamant against this Bach? The Shach said the famous mistimas harishayim, mistimas balatayis v'shul, mistimas harishayim, pirish is also deraisa. But Taisus writes, based on Sachem Daf Tes, that Pirish exists. Taisus didn't mean to say some based in and Kufas HaTanoi made this up. Taisus means that Chazal understood. Chazal had a better understanding of Kavua than we do. They understood that Kavua is not only limited to a guy walking with his own 2 feet. Pirish lefaneinu. It's neilat ha-safik b'machem ha-kviyus. Mach patli, whether I walk with my own 2 feet or whether it's neilat me-hatzpai. If the latest ha-safik begins b'machem ha-kviyus, I'm watching the latest ha-safik unfold b'machem ha-kviyus. That's called kavu even deraisa. Obazoi, that's called kavu deraisa. So then, what's the answer to the steer and the din? So how come, back to square one, the Bach's teretz was great, but if his teretz is not so great, then the kasha is great. So we have a pikashi, we have a strong kasha. So what is the correct answer to, according to the Shach, according to the Bach, he had the correct answer. But according to the Shach, what is the correct emissary answer? So how could we split in halach and say that we pass like the re on the one hand, Safiyach Abaguf, Safiyach Abaguf is no good. On the other hand, a kavua, Shinesarev is mutter. Mayai, manishtar a kavua, Shinesarev. Anyone remember from last year what the Shach's answer is? The Bach's answer is wrong. The Bach's answer is predicated on a fundamental statement that is an error. The Bach said Pirish doesn't equal Kavua Deraisa. That's not true. So what is the embassy answer? So Shach's that time with the embassy answer is. The embassy answer is licked in the world of Kavua. Kavua is something we would never figure out on our own. Not only would we not have figured it out, even after the Torah tells us, we still can't figure it out. Remember we quoted from Reb Chaim. Chaim said this is one of the few sugs in Shas that he still can't wrap his hands around. He still can't get to the bottom, to the heart and soul of Kavua. Reb Chaim. So says the Shach, Kavua falls into that category of Allah, and it's called the what? Chiddush is not the first, not the last time. We learned last year a little about Chiddush, or Bas B'chol, the Chiddush name, Zerb is a Chiddush. There's a concept in Allah called the Chiddush. When it comes to a Chiddush, we have a principle called minimizing it to the most. Means Chiddush means that it has to be kept in its own dalalamas. It can't spread out. Kol HaTorah Kulah were given to us in a way that lomid, lomid, and lomid, we derive one from another, we can extrapolate them. Matzim, there's many naps. The Torah was given to us as a picture. So if it's, something is true in Ruchah Shabbos, there's a certain halachic underlying principle in Ruchah Shabbos, it can sometimes be meaningful in other areas of Allah as well. You have to know how to compare. Did it? You have to mix and match. I did Ruchah Shabbos or didn't Bav Matzias. You have to know what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. But there is an internal, internal pattern to the Din HaTorah, except for Chiddushim. When it comes to Chiddushim, so the Gemara says, "Bechidush lo yafina." Right? Back to Bas B'chol, remember? We spoke about this. The Gemara wanted to learn out Tamkik from Bas B'chol. The Gemara says, you can't do that, because Bas B'chol is too much of a Chiddush. But the Gemara wanted to learn out Tamkik from Gula and Midyan, from Kash and Ket. No, Bechidush lo yafina. So once you identify an area of halacha is meaning a chiddush, it's a davar sais, it's a klal, so then you have to lock it up, put it away, and don't try to extrapolate, don't try to derive from that area to other areas of halacha. So comes the Shach and says that's what's going on in Hilchos Kavua as well. Kavua is a zach chiddush atar beyond belief. We didn't understand it, we still don't understand it, we'll never understand it. Says the Shach, therefore the Torah asked Kavua, okay, ein l'chol chiddusha. Means we take Kavua and we say it applies when it applies, but it doesn't extend out of its box. Kavua is also when the only issue at hand is Kavua. But once Kavua starts to open up new sfeikas, once there are new tzad from the other tzad of Lahokel, so then the Torah never said that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe ben Har Sinai, this is the sugi of Kavua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, this is Kavua. Teisha Chanuyos. A guy walks in, doesn't remember what it is. Now he's standing on the street corner, can't figure out for the life of him, is this a schnitzel plus? Is this, what are the other places? Is this a chickie? Is this doggies? Or is this the Caribbean story? Maybe she can't remember which one it is. He doesn't know. So, okay, if that's Kavua, that's all Kavua is. Now the guy says, oh, wait a second, I have another tzad l'chol. I walked into a store and I don't know which one it is, and now this piece got mixed up with other things. But that's a different shot. That's not Kavua. That wasn't what was Nimsat Mashaven. What was Nimsat Mashaven was Kavua, Kavua, Kavua on its own 2 feet. The minute that you start to say a Kavua, Shenis Ari, that was never part of the original halacha, much didn't have Kavua. MK, Ein L'chavu Chedusha. You're right. Should we logically extrapolate it? Should we logically say, well, we have a principle, the Ri has already told us, there's already a pre existing to our principle, cool. Safik Echav Aguf, Safik Echav is not being valid. About speaks. That's a deraisa concept. For whatever the reason is, that something edible groups are the rabbis fall short of being a speak. You need speak to be matri surim deraisa. And if this doesn't meet the criteria, doesn't meet the characteristics of speak, so be it. So if you were asking me logically, I would have said, so let's extrapolate. Just as by something edible groups are the rabbis, it's no good. So too a kavush and a should be no good. It's the same thing. Says the shach, you're right. Logically, it's the same thing, but logic doesn't dictate Kavua. Kavua just works with categorical. There's a gospel. Torah says, this is it, no more, no less. Amun, it's like paraduma. Don't ask any cash. Don't ask any lum. This is shayla, this is paraduma. Vashtait is also, vashtait is mutter, and don't be madam milsim is also. That's what the Shach says. So the advantage of the Shach is he's not bound to the Bach, limiting. He's not bound to the Bach's conclusion that, oh, the Bach said, you see from here that Piresh is only a Derabbanan. Piresh is a Deraisa. It doesn't matter. And even by real Kavua's Deraisa, the din is, once it enters into Arabias, the Chiddush lo yafina. So the Imam says, the Shach did not make up this idea that Kavua is such a chiddush, and therefore we lock it up and refuse to extrapolate it. Which great Rishon already said it? Remember? Not from last year. Said Chazar from last year. This is the Ran of Maseches Chulin. The Ran of Chulin already was the first Rishon on the that we know of to develop this idea that, wait a second, Kavua is too mechudish for us to extrapolate. The Shach took it to the next level to infer why Savagam Gufta Barovus doesn't limit us, but doesn't apply to us. But already in Rishayin, already hundreds of years before the Shach, the Ran already developed this idea, Kavua is too much mechudish. What was the context of the Ran? I don't remember the Ran about Kavula Mefreya. Was that Ran about Kavula Mefreya? What was Kavula Mefreya? Oh, so what was the case? What was the case of the Ran? Normal kavua means I get to my car and I drive to Queen Anne. That was not from Tina. Bear with me, okay? I drive to Queen Anne, and if you tap me on the shoulder and ask me, what's the layout of the stores in Queen Anne? Can you tell me, please, which are under the OCBC, which are not, which are under the OU, which are trade? Like, give me an idea. So I rattle off. Schnitzel does, and Chick uses Azoy, and Doug uses Azoy, and Humboldt uses Azoy, and Doghouse uses Azoy, and here are the kosher stores. And he has the trefes, the Caribbean is the trefes. Everybody knows what's kosher, what's trefe, whatever. We're going across, we're crossing party lines for shkachas. Now, all reputable, you know, orthodox shkachas, we're all, everything's good, okay? So those are all good. And now I got Caribbean. Caribbean's on the, last I checked, it's on the Noah shkacha. Okay? So I find a piece of meat in the floor, I have a pirish ochacharov. I walked into one of the stores and I was on the phone. I wasn't paying attention. I walked out of nowhere it came from. That's Kavua. Everything was well known before anything happened. What if I go to, let's say, I have to find another neighborhood. I find, I got to go to Muncie. I go to Route 59. All the stores are kosher. Right? Every single one. No. I guess I go sit in here. Go to New Square. I don't know. I don't know, restaurants have a new square. I go to every single Google, Amal Chisro. Every single store is kosher. One's Batatsa, one's Reuben, and one's this. Batachlis, Lamais, all the stores, every single one of them is kosher. Okay? So if I walk into one of the stores, and I walk out, and I don't remember which one did I go into, so my man of Kamino. They're all kosher, right? Or the following case, I go into one of the stores on Amal Chisro. I come out, and I'm about to eat my shawarma. I don't remember which shawarma place. There were too many shawarma places. I would make believe a couple of shawarma places. Okay, my pizza. What are my slices of pizza? There was it. They go to this one. They go. Now I don't remember. Keep to the shawarma. Keep it to meat. Make it easy. So I have a piece of shawarma, and I don't remember which store I went to. What's the difference? The real kosher. All of a sudden, I'm about to bite into a shawarma. All of a sudden, you know the guys who stand on the corner there, you know the guys who announce not to use internet, you know that. All of a sudden there's a cold carrier, comes out, give out Geschrigan, Pliny's Shwama. We just found beside Nevela in Pliny Shwama. Right? In Shmulek's Shwama place. I don't know what Shmulek is. Shwama place. I don't want to say the name by you know, be mercy allowed everybody. We just found the Velas, the Mashkir just walked in, they found give out a scandal in the streets of Gula. I'm standing there holding my shawarma in my hand. Did I go into Shmulek's? Did I go into Yankel's? Did I go into Shmerl's? Did I go into, you know, Shawarma America? Did I go into Shawarma Yerushalayim? I don't remember which shawarma place I went into, because when I went into the store, I thought they were all kosher. There was a man with a long white beard, you know, behind each one of them. Little did I know when I'm at Nevela in there. So now, the Shahs will have a Kavua Shaila. So if he asked me, I said, yeah, you better believe you have a Kavua Shaila. Why? Because you walked to the Makom HaKviyus. It's not that you found the shawarma in the street. If you would have found the shawarma in the street, that would have been okay. Even if one of the stores would have been trade from 6 months ago, it would have been okay. I didn't find the shawarma in the street. I walked into the Makom HaKviyus. So now, Igloy Milsa, that there was the store that was trade. What's the problem? Igloy Milsa, what's the word? What's the next word of that phrase? Igloy Milsa, Lamafreya. It turns out retroactively that when the Mashkiah came to check and he found there was an avail there, that Nevela didn't come in the last 10 seconds. That Nevela was there since last delivery, since yesterday. So we've learned Muslim Afreya, one of the stores is really trafe. What's the problem here? The problem is I didn't know it Bishas Maisa. When the key, the moment in truth, when is the moment of truth? Dolad Asofi. When I walked to the store, you know, and I walked out, so I don't remember which store I walked out of, all the stores were Bechesus Kashers. So yes, it's true that Igloy Muslim Afreya, one of them was Tapa Trafe all along, but I didn't know it at the time. So the Ran says, it's not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? Because kavula mefrei lo aminan. Why not? Because kavua is a chiddush. Ein lecho el mishas chiddush ve'eloch. We paskim shaylus v'nuchus chiddushim. We only look from here on it. We don't go back in time. Lemafreya is a svara. Lemafreya is a Torah concept. So just about all areas of halacha, we recommend lemafreya. Lemafreya makes a lot of sense. If lemaisa, the facts were true an hour ago, so lemafreya. Says the Ran, that's right. When you're dealing with logic, hardcore logic, you look at the world through the eyes of lemafreya. When you're dealing with not such hardcore logic, you're dealing with chidush and paradumas, you don't down things lemafreya. That's the Ran. That's the Chiddush of the Ran and the Sugya of Kavua being a Chiddush. The famous, famous Ran in Maseches Chulin. So the Shach was not the first one to identify Kavua as being a Chiddush. And therefore, once it's a Chiddush, we limit its application, and that would be Miyashiv the Shulchan Aruch. And you're not Meshubah to the Bach. Remember, we don't want to go down the road of the Bach. We think Mestimus HaRishayim, Mestimus HaTosfos, Pirush is a Deraisa. The Bach took on the whole world by saying, no, Pirush is only Derabbanan. Well, we don't want to go down that route. We're much more comfortable going down the Shach's route and saying Kavua is a Chiddush, and we even have a Ran to support it. So if you remember last year, when we spoke a little bit about this Ran, who remembers a horror that we made in this Ran last year? The Sugya of Edom Zomen, no one remembers. Right. Think about Rabbi Kama, about Edom Zomen, being Lemafreya, but you do say Chiddush Lemafreya, don't say Chiddush Rabbi and Rava. So it's complicated. This Ran is very complicated. I feel down through now, it's too tired. But it's a long, long, long Arichas Dvarim about this Ran. But whether you agree with the Ran, don't agree with the Ran, at the end of the day, the Shach is a good taina that Lemaisa Kavua is a Chiddush. It's hard to argue that Kavua is not a Chiddush. It's very, very hard to argue that. So therefore, it's very mistaken to say Kavua is a Chiddush. You only say it in the Chabal Chiddush. Could one take a third approach to this topic? So on the one hand, we don't want to go down the Bach's route. We really don't want to be mishabed ourselves to say Pirush is only Drabban. That seems a little bit foreign to us. On the other hand, maybe the Shach is too much for Chiddush. No pun intended. So could we go down a third possibility and explain why, even though normally we pass like the Ri, normal of Halacha is against a bit of time, like the Ri, that Safek Abu Guf, Safek Darof is not no good, but by Kavua we're willing to look the other way. Anyone remember? There's a third possibility why. Like normal Safek Abu Guf Safek Darof don't work, and not mitzvah to be a Safek Sveika. But if the first Safek is not a Safek in the Guf, it's a Safek derech Kavua, maybe that kind of a Safek we are going to be mitzvah to a Safek of Tarav. This. I remember the Gra from last year. That's not fair. It's like a Gra in the middle of a Sugya Kavua from a year ago. Okay. that's a little bit mukzam. Oh, she got any ideas for us or no? On that one, even Osher would not be responsible for that one.
I have to go back to my notes.
Okay, so then we'll save you the trip. Okay. So the Bir HaGra, the Helig HaGoyin, says, the answer is the following. Why is the Safek Yechav HaGuf, the Safek of the Rav, is no good? So there are, first of all, Ben Adam says it is good, but within the world of the real, we pass in Shulchan Aruch, it's no good. Why is it no good? Conceptually, what's wrong with it? The Mai says two sveikis, so what's wrong with him? So there are a lot of different possible problems with him. So says the Gra, he thinks that the emissary reason, the ego reason why it's no good is as follows. In order for sveikis to be valid, the sveikis have to be in the same league. They have to be in the same parsha. Now, that's a tricky statement because what they can't be is what? They can't be the same. That's not sveikis, that's shemechot, according to many. Tazen and Ram, it's a whole other problem. So they shouldn't be identical DNA, but they should be cousins, they should be brothers, they should be related. If they're identical DNA, then they're the same thing. On the other hand, they can't be two different worlds like Amre. So says the Gra, Safek Yechav HaGuf, Safek Tarov, the nature of the Sfeikas are so radically different. Safek Yechav HaGuf means that I only have one piece, I have one chicken here, and I have a shayla. I don't know whether this problem in the stomach is a Trefus problem or not. That's a fundamentally different type of a suffix than I have two chickens here, one's kosher, one's treif, I want to yank out one and say, this is the kosher one. That's a different kind of a suffix. One's a suffix in the gufadav, one's a suffix because it's the sarif. Says the going, the reason why the re-rejection of Benetam is because the sveikas are just too different from one another. However, the suffix of kavua, I walk into a store and I don't know which store I walked into. So the halacha says that's a suffix because it should have been a row. Logically, it should have been a row, but it comes by Rav Lo Gzeiras HaKasuv. Halacha was it trumps it. It says, no, sorry, you can't rely on row. So it's called Kavur Kebechta Bechta Dami. What's the nature of the suffix of Kavur? That's a suffix Beguf? Or is that also a type of a suffix of Taroibis? So says the Gra, that's a type of it's not a real Taroibis because the two stores or the 10 stores that have a Urav Yachad. But it's a suffix that I don't know where this came from. So I have a group of things that have created a status of suffix. And now I'm trying to be done. Is this piece of meat from this part of the group, that part of the group, the other part of the group? Says the Gra, that's closer to a suffix Tarov than it is to a suffix Beguf. Suffix Beguf means there is no second Cheftza. There's one chicken here, there's one egg here, and I'm trying to be done. Is that problem, the chicken disqualify the egg? So when the nature of the suffix, just the suffix echad beguf, that kind of a suffix cannot join forces with the suffix echad tarovus, the two distant cousins from one another. But when the first suffix is a suffix of tarovus also, it's a suffix of kavua, which is a subset of ilkos tarovus, so then he goes, let that suffix combine together with the second suffix, and that makes a good sfeik sfeika. That's the groin's pshat. So the bottom line is, why am I highlighting all these alternate pshatim? Because the box pshat is so easy, but it's so controversial because it's taking a stand on Asugya, whereas the Gra and the Shach are offering different interpretations as to what is it about the suffix of Kavush and this Ari that lends itself to Sveik Sveika. So the Shach put, no pun intended, all his eggs on the fact that Kavua is a different kind of a suffix because of Chiddush Shabbai. According to the Gra, he's putting his confidence in the fact that it's a different kind of a suffix, not because kavua is so different, but because kavua is a type of a suffix that's closer in nature to a suffix of taroibes that lends itself to a mitzvah to a sveik sveika. So neither the goy nor the shach are meshubah to the bach said breakthrough. So acharei klai sakol, Taisus says what they say. Taisus says that you have one gemara that says that pirush lefaneinu is a problem. That's agamar b'sachem. Another Gemara in Zvachim that seems to ignore it. How do you be Yashiv that? So yesterday we said, Taisus and Zvachim said, you don't have to be Yashiv, there's no stira. The Gemara in Zvachim never said it. The Gemara in Zvachim was talking about you closed your eyes. Nobody saw it. But Taisus and Zvachim found it hard to believe, so therefore Taisus and Zvachim said, no, the difference is that there are two kinds of kavulas. Is there any other pshat? Is there any other way to be Yashiv this? Not to be forced to go down the Bach's, you know, the Taisus pshat in Zvachim, with the Bach's, you know, addition, or to go down the Taisus and Zvachim? Is there any other way out of this problem? So there is a third beer in Rishayim, and that's the beer Haran. You remember the Haran from last year?
No, that's not
going to help for here. That is the Shita, but that's not going to be part of this. So comes the Haran and says, let's read that Gemara in Masechet Zvachim really, really, really carefully. It's a three-block Gemara, but we only need like a half a line of the Gemara. The Gemara was trying to understand the Mishnah. It all started with the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, I have 500 korbanos and one chatas avesa, one shor diskol. It just knocked them all out of the box. Any one of the animals was disqualified for the old bone, gam yam mizbech. So the Gemara says, why not? It's a bittel beroy. It was, no. It's a kid's bittel beroy. It's a double choshev. Al-chaim ha-chashuvim. Ain't a potato. I'm fine. Sorry, Charlie. Bittel doesn't work. And then the Gemara turned around and asked the next question. What was the next question? Let's turn the music up, let the animals dance. What was it? That was really two questions later. The first question was, well, forget about Bittel Barov, just let the guy go over and take one out and say, call the Parsh, move a Parsh, which the Gemara said, yeah, that's ridiculous. That's Kavua Mamish, right? That's Kavua Fah. So then the Gemara says, Nechmashinu didn't die day. So the Gemara asked that question, let's turn up the music and let them dance. What was the Gemara's answer to that? Who remembers the Gemara's answer to that? He says, no, that's not going to work. You know why? Gezeira mishum kavua. So what did you think that meant? Gezeira mishum kavua. It's too close for comfort because if you're going to have a guy turning on the music, having the animals dancing around, and then take an animal and say that's okay, what's going to happen next week this happens? Apparently, it's like a common occurrence that the chatas shebeis abalag gets mixed in with 500 animals. So what's going to happen next time? He'll forget the what?
Music.
So he'll tell you, it's in the 3 weeks, he doesn't turn on the music. The animal shouldn't enjoy the dancing, right? He'll tell you a story, what do I need the music for? Last week the rabbi said, it's okay. What does the music have to do with anything? He doesn't chop, the music is everything. That's the whole story. That's the whole point. That's what breaks up the kavuah, right? So that's how the simple reading, that's the simple reading of the kavuah, right? Gemara is saying is that if you're telling me that it's only going to work because you broke up the kavuah, we're very very nervous. You may forget to break up the kavuah part. That's right. That's the simple reading of the kavuah. Comes the Ran and says, no, that's not Pshat HaGemara. The Pshat HaGemara was as follows. When the Gemara asked Nechbashinu the Nidai, the Gemara thought that the only kavua that existed halacha legamrei, hakamidukol, is a human being, Jewish human being, walking over to the stores with his own 2 feet and taking something out of the store, and then he can't remember which one he got. That was the kavua that the Gemara was working with, and therefore the Gemara said that if you have the animals dance around, so then it's not going to be kavua. You know what the Gemara's answer was? What was Gzeirah Shem Yigach Ben HaKavua? That if you're going to do it that way, so then what? You're going to be watching the Pirish. You're going to be watching the animal leaving. And that's going to be what? That is Gzeirah Shem Yigach Ben HaKavua. That is Pirish Lefaneinu. Pirish Lefaneinu and Gzeirah Shem Yigach Ben HaKavua is the same thing. Everybody else before the Ran thought that there was some pre-existing gezeira of Pirush Lefaneinu, either with Deraisa, Derban, whatever. There's some pre-existing Pirush Lefaneinu, and we're scratching ahead in Zvachim. How come the Gemara didn't ask the? How come the Gemara forgot about that when it got to Nechmashinu in 9 day? What does the Ran say? The Gemara didn't ask it because the Gemara didn't realize it exists. But once the Gemara realized it exists, so then it exists, and that's the Gemara's answer. So according to the Ran's Pshat and the Gemara, Pirush Lefaneinu, of course it's the Rabbanim. That is Gzeirah Shem Yigach Ben HaKavua. It's the same thing. It's the identical thing. Ad kan devar Ran. So that machlekes between everybody else and the Ran, everyone else who asked this kasha was not a sugya like the Ran. That's going to set the stage for continuation of the sugya, because we have to go back, hopefully, to Shem to the next year, to that Gemara in Zvachim, and that Gemara in Pesachim, and see, really? Is that the same? Is it not the same? What are the parameters of saying it's the same? So we have a lot of work to do. On Kavua still, a lot of work to do, a little time to do it in. So I don't know whether we're going to share tomorrow. Remember I said we may have 1 day off this week, so far we haven't had it yet. So I'm not sure yet. So be in touch whether we may have 2 days of share left, or we may have 1 day of share left. So nafkamina, how fast do you have to talk tomorrow? Or Thursday. So hopefully I won't leave you hanging with all these different kudas left. We'll try to wrap up the loose ends of Tavua.